Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies to TV shows that we're so obsessed with right now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Aileen.
And I'm Sammy, and today we have a ton of topics to discuss. Actually, not that many topics, but they are good topics. So what's going on, everyone? What's happening?
Well, you guys are going on a trip next week.
We're going on a trip next week. But today, if you're watching a video of us,
because you're probably where we're going.
I'm just saying like we look better than usual.
Oh yeah.
Because we got glam because we're changing the cover art for our show.
Very excited because that picture that's on the cover is literally from like a professional shoot they were doing for like Forbes or something. It
doesn't really go with our vibe.
It doesn't go with the vibe. So we're going to try to make it more vibey.
Yes.
So you can expect the new cover will go with the vibe soon.
Expect a lot more sweatpants in the new cover from
me. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So we're looking hot. Where are you guys going next week?
We're going to Australia. We are very excited.
I was invited.
You were invited. Obviously, you were invited.
Just want to say.
You're right. We should have. I was invited.
But you know, I had to opt out due to
a child. Yeah, no, it's tough to bring the child to Australia.
I was never going to bring her to Australia.
Okay, or to leave the child.
Yes. So but anyway, I want to hear about the trip.
Because Aileen is not going, it is going to be our friendship honeymoon.
So are we sharing a room? I guess we'll find out.
I guess we'll find out.
I don't think we are. Well, I guess we'll see.
It's on the itinerary. It said rooms.
Oh, okay. Oh. So then it means we are not sharing.
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
either way, we'll see.
I'll find out.
I'll find out if you still snore.
You'll have two separate beds anyway.
Oh, right. Right. Okay,
I would imagine.
We're going to Brisbane, the Gold Coast, and Sydney.
Is it Brisbane? I've been calling it Brisbane.
I was too, and also I was calling it Melbourne until I was shamed into calling it Melbourne. But now
I sound like an asshole. Melbourne,
the way it sounds, despite its exact way it's spelled.
I thought it's Melbourne, like Australian.
Yeah. I call it Melbourne too.
I call it too.
Is it Sydney?
Is that Sydney, right? Is it Australia?
Are you going to Adelaide?
No, that's in the western part, although I really do want to go there. I'm going to have to go back.
Are you going to the place in Australia where Big Little Lies was originally? Because they changed it to California, but it was originally taken place. The book is in California. I mean,
in Australia.
Australia. You think I fucking know? I don't remember the name of the show.
I didn't read the book.
I didn't read the book either.
Oh, look at that. I read a book.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if we're going there because I don't know where that is, but we are going to those three places.
That'll be fun.
And it's a week-long trip, and we are going on. So United started a flight from San Francisco to Brisbane, and that's why this like came about. I don't know why I'm telling you. I know.
Right. Well, the audience for the audience. Fine.
So you guys are maybe going to record from Australia next week.
Yes. We'll give you the real-time update.
If not, you're going to just be hearing me and Sean.
I have to say, it's been...
we're going to make it work.
It's been very fun for me because usually when I go on like my trips with Mike, I have to plan them all because he just like wouldn't. That's just like not his thing at all. And this time Sammy has done all the planning. So it's funny. It's nice to be in Mike's shoes and I'm trying to be have more gratitude than he does for when I do it.
You have been very grateful. I got an exclamation mark after the thank you, I noticed. Oh, thank you.
No, I'm very appreciative.
Oh my gosh, air out the grievances. Yes.
There's no grievance. She's appreciative.
I looked into the ETA. That was my small contribution.
We got our little visas on the app, and she told me how to do the app, which was saved me some time.
Good.
Great. I'm glad. I'm excited.
To free you up.
So I can't help but record a podcast on vacation. So
you have the itch to record.
I have the itch to record a podcast on vacation. So we're going to do the Australia update.
Yes.
And, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay, but you have to send the file to Sean because I don't know how to do that.
It's literally like putting it on Slack. Like, you know, it goes automatically.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Let's talk about what's going on in the world. not even, let's not say the world, more so just like in this New York City bubble.
Tri-state
New York City.
Maybe parts of
my Long Island chats are in ablaze right now with discussion as well.
I think we should give some context for those who don't know who this person is, maybe don't live in New York and don't have, because I feel like influencers are so funny like that, in the sense that like they're so geographically like fine-tuned to wherever area you are. Like there are so many like Mormon influencers or influencers in California. You follow everyone, but like
I follow 4,000 people.
There's a lot of people I would really have no idea who they are, but like
there are so many people with more than a million followers that you have no clue who they are.
Yeah. And to some people that's like a huge part of like the smaller culture of like wherever they live.
Yeah, right.
Totally. It's like the popular, it is like a high school. It's kind of like following the Regina George, which is like of the world.
I like
so
it.
So we're obviously talking about Ariel Charnas, who is very large in our Long Island tri-state area, New York.
As an influencer.
Circles.
It's also... We went to the same high school as her husband, who this whole thing is really like all the gossip that's been like spreading like wildfire. I haven't seen something spread like this in a really long time. It's mostly like centered around him rather than her. Yeah. And he's the one that we went to high school with.
Right.
Well, but he was out of high school by the time
he's
we got
like
there.
Brothers in
he's
our
like,
grade.
Yeah. He was like 1 year above.
But anyway, so. For anybody who's listening who has no fucking clue what we're talking about and like what school did you go to? They like, why are you still talking about high school? You're 39 years old. No, I'm 33.
Aging yourself.
I'm just kidding. I'm 70. Who are we talking about? Something Navy, Ariel Charnas, she's a New York City influencer, fashion influencer. She has a lot of children. She posts them. They are very cute. That's a lot. And
I think of a lot. I think of like five.
Five or four at least.
It's
whatever.
It's a lot of children on Instagram.
She's cute children.
She's cute children.
People are notable. Okay. I think the reason she's important is because she was one, when influencers were like new in 2014, 2015, she was one of the like top people who was like early to the game, like She and We Wore What and Song of Style and Sincerely Jules, I would say were like the East Coast and West Coast like top most well-known influencers who were like, they were game-changing truly for that time. Like they were the first people who like monetized photos of themselves in their outfits and then tried to build businesses off of them.
Yeah.
So she, I guess, was really big, and they started Something Navy in 20 something. They started Something Navy as a brand.
It's like a company.
A company that created their own clothing. Ooh, yes. And they did a partnership with Nordstrom. I think that was 2018.
But,
is that right?
Right, but then like then they got into a little bit of a skerfuffle. Is that a word? On Instagram,
a kerfuffle and a skirmish.
Okay, it's together. It's a skerfuffle. Okay, they got into a bit of a skerfuffle.
It is a skerfuffle.
Skirmish, kerfuffle on Instagram, like during COVID, because like she went and got a COVID test, like a drive-through COVID test, but it seemed like it was like SponCon, and then it was tested positive and then went to the Hamptons. And it was all very intense during that like peak COVID time when like nobody could get a COVID test. Right. And that like...
It was like the second day of COVID.
You're trying to be like extremely... Like quarantine was so important. So...
Because people didn't know how it spread even.
No one knew anything. Yeah. And it was like really intense. People were like policing Instagram.
Yes.
And so she got into a huge... It was like a big thing that was like literally all over. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fast forward all that. We're in 2022. She has this brand. She still posts other brands. She now has another child. She says
named
she's
after
trying
her business,
to,
maybe.
Yeah, she's trying to be a little bit more private. She doesn't actually show as much of her life as she used to. But then I don't even go on Reddit. Reddit decides to send me emails. They know what I want to read.
You look at one thread and they send me, and I reel you back in.
Notice, and you're a Reddit queen.
You know what Reddit is? Reddit, it's like your friend who's like, do you want to hear some gossip? Like that's when you get the notifications.
If you don't know your friend's name or who they are or where they're from.
Want to hear something? I don't know. When you get an email or like a pop-up thing from them, it's like, want to hear something scandalous? You're, it's like, yes.
I do just want to say, Reddit, if you only use it for those snark pages, yes. But there's plenty on Reddit that's just like, Right. If you're a carpenter, like, how do I woodwork? Like it could literally be like any type of community. Mm. And that's what's actually like, what it's actually good for is like people who want to discuss like an issue or like,
like
a political issue.
For
like,
sure.
Even, like, reviews, a personal issue. Yeah. Reviews. Like, I wanted to get a treadmill, which I have a huge problem with Nordic Track right now. I'm almost
having a problem with the treadmill companies.
Correct. But as much as Jordana hates JetBlue, I'm about to maybe
are you
gonna
buy Nordic Track and fire everyone in customer service?
It's entirely possible. Customer service is extremely bad in Nordic Track. An hour hold, and they're like, oh, you have to send us the videos to show us like if it's what they're about to transfer me three times. I was like, no. So finally, the guy gives me an email. When you get an email, that's a good sign with customer service. But he asked,
then you have their address.
You have their email, and you can just keep going.
And you can remember their name.
Yeah.
I was actually speaking to
him.
You
report them to the Better Business Bureau.
This guy was really nice. However, he told me that we'll review the videos and let you know if it's eligible for fee reduction. Fee reduction? Your machine is broken. Like, what are you talking about? So this is how I'm fired up. This happened last night.
Go to the Better Business Bureau.
Jamie has the Better Business Bureau on speed dial.
I've actually only used them once, but they're amazing.
Starbucks is out of ice.
I am pissed at Nordic Track.
McDonald's ice cream machine broken. No, I'm telling you that's what you should do.
I was going to do that.
That's actually the best.
But I'm going to wait
everything
to see
in America
if they get back to me.
Nordic Track,
looking south.
You want to sponsor this podcast? Game over.
You know what? Here's the thing. I will come next week with the company I want.
It's really iFit purchased Nordic Track, yes. So I really want to just get a Peloton now, and I'm really pissed, and it's going to cost me so much more money. So that's my complaint of the day. I'm very mad about Nordic Track, mostly because I was on the phone like till 10 o'clock. No, that's a lie. Till 8 o'clock.
Bedtime?
7. No, I had. After the day, I put her to bed, then I have to spend the night dealing with customer
service.
That's
very annoying. Maybe we should do a complaint of the day as a new segment. It's almost like the opposite of a non-scale win.
Or it could be like the opposite of sponsors of this podcast. It's like companies.
Yes, unless they want a sponsor, in which case these can be edited.
I have no one to destroy this week. I'm not trying to destroy, I'm just trying to
complain. I also DM'd them on Instagram, and I was like, can you please help me?
Did you see this verified check mark?
No, it wasn't even about that. I was like, I couldn't get on the phone with them.
Right.
And I was like, it's time for, I have to hang up. When you're on customer service line for 30 minutes, you have to hang up because you have to go. It was 6 o'clock. Nanny was leaving. And so I was like, fuck, I have to get off the phone. So I DM them. I'm like, maybe they'll answer me.
Nothing.
She answered, but she was giving me the same spiel.
You have to call this number.
You have to call this number.
Right.
Fuck that.
So anyway, we didn't even get to all the scandal of what's going on now.
Well, we got to one scandal.
Navy.
Now we're doing another.
My scandal. Yes. Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning. And that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bass. I love my base. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my base allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Base is thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Base has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Base has your personal items covered. Right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches.
So what's happening now, Sam? Okay. Do you want to get into that?
I'll get into what's happening now. Basically, a lot of it is just rumors, but the one thing that does appear to be confirmed is that there will be a Business Insider article coming out about something Navy the company. It's not clear exactly what will be in the article, but basically that is the one thing that's like pretty much confirmed. Like there's 100% an article coming. It will probably be out either today, Friday, or next week. But what then happened was that like everybody started spreading just crazy
rumors.
Stories and rumors. And I almost am a little hesitant to like repeat the specifics of them.
I don't think we should, because none of them have been verified.
They were all essentially what happened.
And they're potentially very damaging.
They're very damaging. So we're not going to say what the rumors were, but there was a lot of speculation about what the article could be about and then what could be happening to their, you know, in their personal lives as a result of it. There was, I mean, people spotted her not wearing her wedding ring in her Instagram post.
But she never wears her ring. I just want to defend her there. And also
She's not consistent about it.
Page Six posted, we can say what they posted, which was that there is like speculation of divorce, a divorce.
But they let someone representative let out a statement saying they're very happily married and in love.
She posted today a picture of them two together in Manhattan.
Okay, the thing with that is that, like, I don't believe, even if they are not getting divorced, I don't necessarily believe that picture was from today.
It also doesn't mean anything. It could be from anything.
It's also, it does make me think they are not getting divorced.
Right.
I kind of don't think they're getting divorced either, because the rumors and the reasons that people were saying they would get divorced are things that people have been saying for a really long time. So I don't know, aside from the business stuff, are things that people have been saying for a long time. So I don't know why that would suddenly, unless it was the new business news.
Right. But I think if they're the gonna, I think if they were getting divorced, they wouldn't. She wouldn't be releasing that statement or posting that
the
picture.
The thing that I found so interesting about this whole thing was how fast all these like viral moments just happen. Like, I remember I sent you a Reddit thread in the afternoon, and then all of a sudden we get a text in one group chat. I get a text in another group chat. Suddenly there's like this one viral text that everybody who's listening knows what I'm talking about. It's like from an insider, and then it goes into this viral text that's clearly not from an insider, and that thing was copied and pasted from Reddit.
Right.
And then at night, this viral voice note went around of this guy claiming he knew what happened, but it's the same thing as writing a post on Reddit.
The only reason that sounded here's the thing. The guy was repeating rumors. Well, it was because it was a guy, and also because he wasn't like, it seems like he was just speaking to his friend. Like he was casually, the way he was talking, it was like the way that you would make casual references to a friend in a conversation that you didn't think was getting repeated. Yeah. Like he mentioned some guy's name and, you know, right. Because obviously everyone was forwarding every single thing that way
to all of their group chats. That's why it was so viral. Like it wasn't like, oh, I'm just talking about it with one person. Right. I am going to copy and paste and be the first to tell this chat so they can be the first to chat telling their other chat.
It was literally very quickly. 2002 getting like chain letters, and if you don't send this to 10 of your camp friends, you will die. Like, it was literally,
and it was crazy. And I felt like there's none of this feels like substantiated. Like we don't actually know what's going to happen. And
I thought that like the vague rumors that like aligned with past rumors, those felt like substantiated, but those don't to me feel relevant to the Business Insider article.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Again, we don't know what the Business Insider article is. Like people were throwing around the term embezzlement, which is not a legal term even. Like you can't be like arrested for embezzlement. Like that's not a
get charged. Arrested for like fraud or something.
Yeah, or
right?
like yeah. wire fraud or like yeah. some sort of. So that's like, that yeah. to me means
one
like,
of the funnier parts also is that like what happened in our high school.
Yes.
It's with an Dr. actual, Chisone. There was an actual embezzlement scandal with our superintendent. Yes. And like that's the show is on with Bad Education on HBO. We've talked about this before and like similar vibes, like steals money from not a whole count yeah. like a county
yeah.
but or a huge town but then like
for leisure.
is doing the things you know with his lover and all you know
right.
like that it was very salacious and this was mirroring that.
What I then did after hearing the story, I was like, okay, I want to hear them on her podcast. I want to hear like them talking about their business because mm-hmm. that's obviously like super interesting. There's a ton of episodes with him. There's 4 in a row that were from like 2021, I think. And there's 4 of them where they talk about like their family, their how they met, how like she got him to propose, like, and they talk about like business advice and like being like entrepreneurs together. And like, if there's one thing that's clear, it's that like she did not seem very interested in creating Something Navy as a business. And that like he was the one, she could have just kind of kept going as like an influencer doing brand deals in right. like the typical sort of way you think of influencer deals. Mm-hmm. And I think she would have been very happy with that because multiple episodes and multiple explanations, they talk about how Brandon is the one responsible for creating Something Navy. Like he created it as a company.
The brand,
right. Okay. Like he pushed her to make it into a business because he said like we wanted to have like a liquidity event. We wanted to be the next like Tory Burch and pass on something to like right. their kids. Like they can't pass on her really successful Instagram to their kids. So he was like, she even says like it was all him doing it.
Right. Yeah, I've heard that. So, she said that before.
So that to me was like, okay, the idea that like he has no access, which was in like Page 6 or Women's Wear Daily, that like he has no access to the business at all. Like I just don't really believe that he has zero access to the mm-hmm. business when she even says like Brandon isn't even technically part of it, but he can't help himself. He's like very involved. So
maybe he's not legally part of it, but he is.
Okay, but
in the Erica Girardi type right. way.
I think that is the case. Like he's right. not legally part of it, but he started this commercial real estate company and he is the one like finding their real estate. Mm-hmm. for the stores. And they right. have now, I think, 7 stores.
And I'm sure he leverages the Something Navy brand when making any deals.
He says that he does
that. And I remember he seems like more business savvy, like you said, much more so than her. And she's probably doing the content and he's probably like very much at the very least in her ear about the stuff. I remember. And some of it seems very smart.
It's more than in her ear. No, I think his vision for what he wanted to achieve was really smart. Like if you're him, you're obviously thinking, okay, well, my wife is so successful. She converts all of this
right.
money for brands. Why wouldn't we make our own brand? And they did that. But I think, I mean, again, we don't even know what this article is going to say, but like they got like, I think $20 million in investment at $100 million valuation. And, you know, they used it to hire people. They used it to like make product. And I think she just wasn't like ever really doing that.
I think in that sort of situation also, because she is the brand, right? So I do think you get into this weird line of like, what is a business expense and what is a personal expense? Because if she's, like you said, she used to be posting her whole personal life all mm-hmm. over Instagram, then I think the lines do get very blurry over like, okay, is this Hamptons home that we're renting for the summer, is that a business expense or is that a personal expense? Because I'm shooting all my content from like the house or like this car that I'm like picking, you know, I'm shooting the car, or like maybe I get a brand deal here, but then sometimes I don't, but maybe it's like it's a very... It's the kind of thing where I think you wouldn't be 100% sure in many scenarios what would be business and what would be personal. So I could right. totally understand, even if it was innocent, which I'm not saying that it is because it could very well not be, why that would be like kind of a line where one could say that this is a business expense.
Right. I mean, even the things like their Hamptons house, like if you think about it, that is the backdrop of all of their stuff. Like it's the backdrop of every single like. Their homes are like when they're designing them and like buying stuff for them. I mean, I think there are like probably rules that you would consult with an accountant.
Right.
Like, is this okay? Or like, because I know
some of
like,
those
home
rules
offices,
are probably like maybe like they're not so cut and dry.
But some of them, for example, like for a home office, like you can write off like a percentage
right.
of your home. But it's like it has to be like proportioned for how much your space in your are you actually using for the office mm-hmm. versus like the rent. Like there's there's like ways to kind of like fudge it. And then there's ways to like do that, but be like, I think a little bit more like careful with it. Mm-hmm. And my guess is that like, maybe they just weren't super careful.
Once they got an investment, they were probably like, we don't need to be as careful as if we are just self-funding it.
I think that's probably what they thought. But I actually have feeling, my guess is that that might've been what got them in trouble. Is that like, actually, no, there's like, you could kind of do that when you own the whole thing and it's just you. And like, sure, like who's going to, you're the one who suffers if the money is misspent because it's your company. But well, if you now have investors and they have a percentage of it, it's like you have to be extra responsible because like they're getting the returns or not because you spent.
And in their minds, like, oh, we have all this money now to spend.
Right. But you don't like you. Yeah. It's like,
I'm getting the sense though now that like if you're on Reddit, everyone's like, oh, maybe this is all just a nothing burger. And like, or it's like, no, I really think this is like, he's going to like, jail.
He's not going to jail.
No, he's not. I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be as like I said, like so scandalous when as regards to like their personal life. I don't think Business Insider is like doing like a big, like detailed expose. Thing about.
No, I think it is very big, but I don't think it's
about their personal life. I think it probably has to do with the company.
Yeah.
And like maybe, again, I'm just speculating, alleged like misappropriation of funds, like things like that. And like maybe how they treat, like just bad business practices and that they're calling out in Business Insider.
And here's the other thing is that, I mean, what's also rumored, again, this is just rumors, is that the business is not doing well. So if the business is not doing well, perhaps like where the funds are being allocated is a lot more heavily scrutinized than if the business is like killing it and everyone's like, all right, whatever, like the business is doing well. We're all making, even the investors are making a lot of money. So like, who cares if you spend an extra few $1,000s here or there? Whereas like, if it's not doing well, then it's like, okay, where is like all this money? We're never getting our money back and it's not for you.
Well, I think that's possibly the issue. And like, I agree with you. It's like more of a, I think it's going to end up being more about just like questionable business practices because it's a private company. How are they going to get, how does Business Insider get their hands on the books to know like which things were purchased as, and like, how do you know which charge is like,
it's gonna be accounts from
clothing
people.
Right, it's also like her clothing is her brand, so it's like that is what they're spending their money on, like all of her like bags and shit like that is, I mean, it's probably not a good way to spend money. And I think that the issue came about, one of those things that people said is that like there were issues with like paying, you know, either potentially like vendors or employees allegedly, and then that became the issue. So like, to your point, it is about how well the company's doing. Like, you can go on websites and see that something Navy stuff is marked down like
a lot. I just bought a sweater.
Bought a fucking sweater.
Bought a sweater. It was tagged as 150. I got it for 50. I wore it in yesterday's U Up recording. If anyone wants to see it,
U Up sponsored by something Navy.
Not sponsored. I paid for it personally out of my own funds
because it was so marked down.
Because it was marked down and it was a cashmere blend. Lincoln.
Blend.
I can link it if you guys want to see it.
I thought it was a Sherpa jacket.
I also bought a Sherpa jacket.
Did you buy anything else?
That was it. Okay. That was my first purchase from them ever. But I do say, I just happened to make the purchase. You know why? Because I saw I love J. Crew.
Yes.
And I saw a Sherpa jacket, which it looks very comfy. I've seen some of our friends around with Sherpa jackets. I'm like, I want one. Those look really comfy and like sort of in trend.
Yeah.
So I looked at J. Crew and I was going to get one because that was marked down and then they didn't have my size. So then I Googled Sherpa jacket and something Navy SEO came up. So some of those funds are going somewhere.
To SEO.
And I was like, oh, this one looks cute. Let me get it. And I really liked it. And Mike was like, please don't wear that around me. I don't like it at all. But
so Mike didn't like something Navy Sherpa jacket?
He didn't like it. I was like, I like it. So whatever.
Yeah, okay, well,
sucks for you.
Wear it.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, extra dark brews, sours, hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
So I know we have not had time to all watch this, but this morning before I was waiting to leave to go to the train, I watched the first 20 minutes of the Meghan and Harry documentary. And it's out. The first three episodes are out. I'm very excited to go home and watch it. And basically, it's good so far. The 20 minutes that I saw.
Two thumbs up so far. It's good like minutes. It's entertaining or it's good like...
Like I was pulled in 20 minutes while getting ready.
I saw the trailer.
It looks like a murder documentary.
And then I read an article about like the criticisms of the trailer because they use a lot of footage that isn't actually of Meghan and Harry. Like they like to show that they're being like hounded. And apparently like they've got a lot of pushback because they're like, is it... It brought up the question of like, is this for entertainment or is this a journalistic piece? Because if it's a journalistic piece, then the stuff that they're using is like not cool because they're using like footage from like the Harry Potter premiere or like the Michael Cohen.
Why is that not cool?
Because they're basically trying to show that they're being like hounded, but they're using footage that is not at all having anything to do with them to like show that they're like. You know what I mean? Like a mob of cameras or like
the Harry Potter crowd. Premiere.
Wait, they weren't in the show. Wait, like, they're not at
like
the Harry Potter
riled up crowd. No, nothing to do with them.
Oh.
And then this other picture that was taken from like a balcony of them,
people
which apparently
that
was like
about my unorthodox life.
They're using like essentially footage from scenes that they are not
like
in.
Stock footage?
Yeah, like
yeah. Like other, but which they said is okay if you're trying to make like an entertaining piece that is not necessarily like that credible for like journalistic stuff. But if you're trying to make like a journalistic documentary of something, like you're not supposed to be using footage that isn't actually of the
mix and match
of them.
Well,
yeah, because it creates a false narrative
right.
that like
oh,
these
that
things
sense.
Are.
Oh, I didn't know they were
from like the press stalking you when it's really the press at the Harry Potter premiere.
Right, I didn't connect that they weren't at the Harry Potter
premiere. Yeah, I thought it was like that. There.
No, they're
I
no.
thought they were like
and where the Michael Cohen like
Michael Cohen have to do with it.
Because they're using footage from his trial.
Why his trial?
Because I don't know. It's not like it's just footage of like a mob at a trial to make it seem like they're being hounded.
Harry and Meghan never even had a trial.
Like, but it's just about the crowd. You're not supposed to know that crowd is from there. They're just mixing and matching.
That is very weird. I think that's very weird because honestly. The public does not make the distinction between entertainment documentary and journalism documentary. They think this documentary is true.
Right. Well,
they're
that's why
thinking, like
that's what I'm saying. That's why like there's a lot of pushback about the trailer because they're saying
that
like if they're trying to make it as though it is like a truthful thing, they shouldn't be using that footage.
Yeah.
But if they're trying to say this is an entertainment thing, like we're here to entertain the masses, which it sounds like it was entertaining, so like good for that.
Okay, but
like, but they're just saying it's not good journalistic practice to be doing that. Like you wouldn't use that in a documentary of something that you were going to say was like about real facts and not trying to push like a particular entertaining narrative.
Yeah, right. But like makes true sense. Journalistic things can be entertaining. But this wasn't. This
you
is
can't
both.
Embellish for the sake of entertainment.
I don't. Right, but things can be true and not embellished and still
be entertaining.
With this, basically, all I saw so far was like the early like them and their relationship talking about like why they made the documentary, how they're like so happy. You know, they're obviously so happy in California. They
a lot
talk
of pics
about
of them making out. I
a
saw
lot
online.
Of pics of them making out and like being and you see Archie like being sweet and blah blah blah. And then they go back. They go back to like Harry's relationship with Diana, and they show how he was just like stalked by paparazzi his whole life. It was definitely him being stalked. Not Michael Cohen. That much was sure.
Or Emma Watson.
Yeah. So So I mean, I'm definitely excited to watch the rest of it, and then we can talk about it next week. Oh, we can talk about it on the Australia.
Yeah, you guys watch it on the plane.
I guess I'll have to download
and you'll
it.
You'll watch it
on
and computer. Then we'll talk. And you guys, we
and then
just
the
launched
final ones the week after.
Right. Well, we just launched. Betches launched a new podcast. We are not hosting it. Called Crown Jewels. It's amazing. It's hosted by Sam Bush and Alex Nico. And it's out right now. They're obviously doing mad deep dives into this. So go listen. It's called Crown Jewels. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, it's there.
I'm excited to listen to that.
So you can listen to them. They're like experts. They're obsessed with all the royals. Not even the UK, just the UK royals. All of them.
Royalty.
I read one article. I'm not an expert.
You are an expert. Well, you brought something that we didn't know.
Yeah, that was actually something I had no idea they were using Harry Potter footage.
Just to clear up, this is not journalistic whatsoever. Yeah.
This is entertainment.
This is
no journalism.
No,
yeah, this is entertainment.
I don't know the names of anybody. Yeah, I use words like skerfuffle. Exactly.
This is not a journalistic podcast here, at all.
We feel it's not good for you.
Okay, there's two stories. Actually, only one more story that we want to talk about that's really sad. And then the third thing is we kind of want to talk about White Lotus since the finale is this week.
Yeah.
But should we talk about the story because it's really sad?
Yeah.
Yes.
Celine Dion revealed this morning that she has been diagnosed with a rare neurological disorder, stiff person syndrome. Basically, she rescheduled her 2023 spring shows to 2024 and canceled 8 of her shows for next summer. She's dealt with health struggles for several years, but she's recently been diagnosed with stiff person syndrome, which is a very rare neurological disorder, which causes muscle spasms. And basically it like causes people to be super stiff, like, and they can't move their muscles and it becomes
really hard
to... Or her
vocal cords, the way that she used to.
It gets worse, right?
It gets progressively worse and it like, it's really, really, sounds really, really hard. It becomes hard to like eat and sleep and...
That's really sad.
Celine Dion, she's so talented.
I know.
So
she's the best.
Sad.
Life is cruel.
It is.
Well, all our love to Celine Dion. It's was very sad. I feel like also our whole office like sent it on Slack. Everybody was just like very sad. And she's a legend. But hopefully she says she in her video, she says she has a great team of doctors to help her get better. So hopefully she's able to like live with it. But it makes sense why she's going to cancel her tour. But we wish her the best.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Okay, White Lotus. I'll let you two kick it
not
off.
You told me you're not as obsessed with White Lotus.
I just think... It's funny, I read, I don't know if Facebook fed me this article because I was thinking it, but it was this Jezebel article about all the TikToks about White Lotus.
That's why I don't use the, nowhere near that.
Or like all the speculation, it was basically like, can't we just watch the show?
People's speculation without, like, is all so
the
bad on
Easter
TikTok.
Eggs and all the other shit. It's like all these people just pointing out super obvious shit that are like, it's not, it's, they're like, does anyone on TikTok just know what subtext means? Like, it's not like them coming up with some brilliant idea about the show.
They're trying to go viral. They're trying to go viral.
It's being treated as like a true crime show. Even though they're like, if there wasn't like a death that they started with, I don't think people would be as like, you know, so obsessed and rewatching and looking for clues and things like that. Like,
that's,
I think
that's what makes it good.
And but it, that part of it, it is fun because you're all the, at the end, you're trying to figure out who dies. Like, that's what they did do. So it makes like, it, I guess. Yeah. But I try not to watch any of the TikTok stuff because it does cheapen it a bit, because the show is a high quality show.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I've not been going on TikTok at all lately because I can't listen to everyone's saying the same shit. Like, it's like, just you're saying, like, it's all like the same fucking bit, and everyone's sending me the same TikToks. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, to the point where it's like, oh, like, I think that Quentin knows Greg because they showed this picture of them together. It's like,
obviously. In the show. Forget that. Also, like, the TikTok fan people are like weeks behind on their theories. Like, it's like they really, for such a visual
medium,
they don't
watch it three times in one night, like Sammy.
Okay, well, I'm a White Lotus correspondent.
Yeah, no, you know, I love it too. I've watched this last episode.
I like it
too.
I just like to watch it I like to watch it and then forget about it and then watch it the next week.
You know, we all have our preferences.
How great is Mia?
I like her more now.
Her voice is angelic.
Like a gay tall
fucking
killer.
Love that's it. What I have.
She has changed a lot over the season.
She got
that's
better.
That's the point.
Which is really only like 4
she
days.
She gets, if you watch the like the after, like the interviews afterwards, which is also so funny because like those questions are so stupid.
The
questions are so dumb because the characters.
Before they talk about the.
Yeah, I like the first
vacation,
half.
Yeah.
The second half is so dumb because they don't know like whether they're answering for their characters or them as people.
Yes.
And they're having this ridiculous conversation. And I'm like, what are you talking?
It's the kind of thing that should have been like cut.
Yeah, I agree.
In the editing room where they're like, what do you like, drinks on the plane or drinks when you get there? Like, I don't care what your preference is.
They're trying to copy what we do here on HBO.
They're trying to copy our like social.
It's like overpack or underpack. It's like, why do I care what
you do? Whatever you want.
Whatever.
Like,
talk about the show more.
Yeah, talk about the show.
But I will say the reason that it is so good for analysis is because like legit every single frame has like clues in it. Has like either the paintings in the background or like you'll notice like a reference from something, and it's just like such a good show. And the mystery thing, because okay, what was good about like Mad Men, let's say, is that it had that like every frame has a cool reference or like a cool meaning. Mm-hmm. But the difference with this is that like this has a mystery that you're trying to get the point to. So it's like there's something to think about. There's like a goal you want to get to in your head, but you can't get there because you have to watch it, which is why it makes such a good puzzle to solve.
That said, though, like when you're watching something quality that has like an artistic quality to it, it's not always like not everything means something. Like it might be a symbol of something, but it doesn't necessarily. It's there's room for interpretation. There's room for you to like, oh, maybe it's this or maybe it's that. Like it doesn't necessarily mean, oh, that is a clue to know that fucking
Mia
is gonna drown.
Just like, it just like enhances the like. Storytelling.
It's exciting also because like your theory that was right, like they're scamming.
Oh yeah, yeah,
her.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, who do we think dies? What's the prediction?
I honestly think the less I dies is actually less.
I just want to hear guess.
Cam, Lucia, and either Greg
one person.
Or Jack.
Yeah, because they said
three
multiple
people are gonna die.
Oh, they said three.
Rocco says a few,
but three people. I think it's gonna be three. At least.
So your guess is on the record, clearly.
I've put this on the record many times.
Okay.
But you change it.
Lucia. I change it because their clues change, but I also, right now I think it's Cam, Lucia, and either Greg or Jack. Or Quentin. Quentin or Jack. And then Cam and Lucia.
Cam.
Yeah, Cam is the one that I thought the whole time will die.
Cam, like, as in, like, Cam and Daphne.
And who's the murderer?
I think she.
Yeah, who murders everybody.
I don't know. I think they could all die of different things. Like someone could die of like an accident. Someone could die. Two people could die in one.
Three people just happen to die. I think that's all together.
It might be.
Maybe.
I actually think they're not all together. I think I think at least two of them are
maybe
together.
There's like a murder in Palermo and everybody just floats from there to the beach and is washed up in the water.
Way too right. far.
I don't think they can't come
happen.
Back.
It, no, it literally could not happen if they were killed in Palermo.
I kept wondering if they had kept their hotel rooms.
I also right. was wondering very that too. Back. I what was thinking, I was
like,
because
they
like
went
mad.
To Palermo for multiple days. Like, did they check out?
Well, can no, I tell you, I that's what no, I was mad about. Out. I was like, if okay. you fucking try to kidnap me when I'm staying at the Four Seasons, I will get in a car alone. Leave me alone. Like, do not yeah. steal me and take me to Noto. I don't care how nice the Palazzo is. I'm staying in my room that I paid for.
Yeah.
It's right. just like, I'm very upset on their behalf that they're being taken out of the hotel.
They're willingly leaving.
What I really
bad
like.
Bad idea.
In this last episode was like Aubrey Plaza, like playing games, like how it's yeah. all flipped.
Yeah.
It's all very flipped. Like how in the beginning, Ethan did not give one shit about like how she's like, oh, he changed in front of me. He's like, so. And then now he's like imagining these like this whole sex scene of them mm-hmm. two. And she's smiling. Like you could see her like smirking about right. it.
She's trying to make a point.
She's trying like, to make yeah. him jealous because yeah. in that Noto scene, she's like, we don't play games. And we don't have to do that. And that's when it flipped because Ethan didn't answer the phone.
Right.
And she was trying to be honest and say, oh, we're going to be here. And then now it's like completely, everybody's kind of flipped. Like Lucia and Mia's flipped.
Yeah.
Maybe Ethan and Cam are going to flip. Like, I think that there's like a lot of switching.
I have two theories that I've been peddling around. So I hope one of them's right at least. The first is that I think Quentin is actually, so Greg and Quentin are in it together. But I think Greg is going to fuck Quentin over at the end. And I think Quentin's going to fuck Jack over.
And he's going to kill Quentin?
I think he might try to. I think what I think will happen is that like Jack thinks he's getting this money from Quentin or he thinks he's
definitely
like,
not.
Jack is definitely.
No way.
That's yeah. why I think Jack might die or just be somehow eliminated. Quentin thinks he and Greg are like in cahoots and that Greg's going to like help him. I actually think the secret is that Greg is going to fuck Quentin over and was using him to like help deal with Tanya, get her out of the way.
Is Tanya living?
I think she will.
I think she's going to have to live.
I think she'll
she's
live.
She's going to be in season 3.
But the reason I think she's going to live is because she's friends with Mike White and he wants to film with her. Like that's what kind of what this is
well,
about.
I think she's just like, she's the only she's one the who made line. It in the last.
She but goes to every White
friends.
Lotus. Right.
That's because yeah. they're friends.
She's like, the frequent
But she's
one.
Also the best character.
Yeah, but she wouldn't have been that character if they were. It's like, he kind of built the show around her a little bit. Like
which makes
her being,
sense why yeah. she wouldn't die.
Yeah. And then my second prediction.
I think Portia's going to save her.
I kind of think so too, because she did like, she wanted her to be there, but like she also like.
That's the funniest. Yeah. Get your shit together, yeah. Portia.
Also like stay close, but leave. I also think, and this is the one that I might be too out there, is that I think Ethan is going to come out as asexual. And
like he's just gonna come out.
I think he's realizing that he is asexual, mm-hmm. and that's what we're watching happen.
That one I don't see.
Why?
Because he's had sex with Aubrey Plaza
People
many times.
People who are asexual have sex, and they also masturbate
yeah,
and they watch porn.
I don't think he would be like so jealous if he was asexual.
I don't but think the jealousy
he,
is
I don't
about
think he
her.
Knows what his jealousy is.
He's just mad because even he says like in college, he would just like all of the girls that I liked. What do they call it? Merit.
Mimetic desire.
Hmm. Like you, anytime I liked a girl, you would try to sleep.
I also
with her.
Think that it's like, I think that there's
that one didn't resonate with me quite as much, but
asexual.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
I there think there's something about some his vibes. Sexuality. There's something about his sexuality with something like I don't think he's gay. I just don't.
There were some
get
vibes
vibe,
though
really.
When they were in that bed together, and Cam was like,
oh, yeah, he also he was jerking off. Why is how is he
people
asexual?
People who are asexual jerk off, and they jerk off to porn, and they will jerk off to straight porn. It's not all as like it's not like
really
they're celibate people who are or they could be, but like
I thought the whole point of being asexual is that you're not like sexual. You're not just like
so
into sex.
So I actually did a deep dive on this because I wanted to understand like what. Like the rate, and there's honestly, I think it's just like a large range of behavior. It's sort of like,
but sexuality like a, in general is a large range of behavior.
Right. So they have sexual urges, but not attraction to like a person. It's like you feel like horny, but it's not like to do it with someone. Like you just have to release the urge.
Right. But I think the fact that he has a wife, has had sex with her, and seemingly used to have a better sex life with her to me indicates that
is
that's
there
not
a clue
the case.
That they had a better sex life?
She says, you don't want me anymore.
Who knows how much he did want her. ultimately. Like, who knows what it really was ever like?
I said this also in Back for Seconds Behind the Paywall, but like this whole, the symbolism of like the men just wandering and the women are the ones who like kind of get shit done or like doing things with a purpose.
Yeah.
Like, even just Ethan running around, like, has to just run around. Like, what does he have to do? It's just, like, guys, right. Men just, like, wandering around aimlessly, like, the three guys, the generations of dudes. Yeah. I can't remember anybody's
name.
They were
wandering.
I think they have a disease.
Well, I think Bert.
He's the only one I remember.
Christopher.
Bert, I think the whole wandering thing with Bert, that was, like, he... One reason I could maybe see him dying of natural causes...
Who's Bert?
The grandpa.
Oh, okay. They never call him. No one ever like says his name, I feel like.
Oh yeah, you also noticed. Noticed that he used to be very farty, and now I think that's just a commentary on how like the food in Italy is better than America.
Maybe
because he's farting.
I
thought that was a continuity error because I think there are actually a lot of continuity errors, which is something I've realized like when you read about like the filming. Some of them are just literally like they had to cut something.
No, I think it was a commentary on the food. Like, it's one of those little nuggets. Like, it doesn't mean anything. It's just
we can interview Mike White. He goes on like kind of random podcasts.
Thanks for
Mike White. If you're listening,
you speak so highly of ours.
No, but I was just saying, it's not like he's only going on like something huge.
I'm really excited. I just love when there's content like that streaming that you just get so excited for. Like.
Oh, it's my reminder to meditate.
You put it on for now?
No, it's every day at 1:55.
So yeah, I just like Meghan and Harry. I'm excited that's coming out this weekend or now out, but I'm gonna watch it this weekend.
Right. When there's Zeitgeist
Succession. Days. Oh my god,
Succession's not until spring.
Ugh, I'm gonna be. I have a countdown.
We're gonna recap Succession.
Do we have to?
No, you don't have to. Me and Sam will do a bonus episode.
And I'm gonna write recaps. I think for the website.
Oh great.
So, getting my right, my recapping back in. I love a good recap when I like the show.
Sean, by the way, we're gonna do Succession bonus episodes for At Betches.
I'm so excited for you guys to do that separately.
We are excited.
I'm excited for you.
Here's because the thing.
With something like this, I could just chew it over forever. I could think about it forever. I could like, in my mind, it's just a fun exercise. Like, it's like giving me a crossword puzzle that never has to end. And I never get it wrong.
That's why I've rewatched Succession 100 times.
You are definitely lighting up.
Thank you.
But anyway, we love White Lotus. White Lotus. Mike White. Everybody's talking about it.
It's not TV, it's HBO.
You know Mike White is Ned Schneebly in the School of Rock?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike White, the creator of White Lotus.
That's him?
He's like a funny guy. He's like an actor. He was an actor
on Survivor.
I need to Google him now.
Yeah, he's an interesting dude.
We gotta get him. Sean, I feel like you guys would be friends. Don't you feel like you'd be friends with him?
Is that his only criteria for going on a podcast?
No, I just think Sean and Mike White would vibe.
Sean agrees. Who are we sending to the Caymans? Is it iFit/Nordic Track?
Is it who Fran Charnas?
I don't know because we don't know actually what's happened.
I feel it's a little bit guilty before being proven.
Yeah,
right. That's true. It's a little jumping the gun.
I don't know what the article says.
That's true.
I don't know what it says.
So who are we sending? Nordic Track?
I really think we should. I just really need to send Nordic Track.
All right, Aileen, we're going to let you send Nordic Track.
Oh my God, thank you guys.
We'll do this for you. Who are you sending?
I'm like really the whole pissed. Company?
Yeah.
The entire Cursed Customer Service Department?
Absolutely. Their whole business model is anti-customer service. It's not for the customer. It's for them to make money. The fact that they are think that they could just take $900 and charge me $300 just to disassemble a treadmill that is not functioning properly to take it on my front porch. I'm supposed to carry it. Me?
Okay.
You're the problem.
I hate to make this longer, but if you want to talk about a company that's anti-customer, Hertz, the rental car company, has to pay $168 million out to people because what they would do is they would report their cars stolen when they weren't. Like, they just, like, lost them or they, like, couldn't find them. And that would result in, like, random people getting arrested at random times, like, in their lives for cars that they had returned.
That must be extremely illegal.
They did it. One woman spent 37 days in prison. jail.
Oh, wow.
And she found out she was pregnant in prison. She missed her own nursing school graduation because fucking Hertz reported her
That's
car
crazy.
Stolen. That
they should
not,
give her a lot of money.
We should send them to the Cayman Islands.
I feel like they're already paying.
I've had a very positive experience renting from Hertz.
Well, good thing they didn't have you arrested for a car.
To give another side.
Good thing they didn't have you arrested.
They upgraded us to a Tesla. It's cool.
Well, good thing they didn't lie that you stole it.
You had to have an arrest record. You had to learn. Did you figure out how to like?
I didn't drive it. Mike did.
Oh. He planned the trip.
It's interesting. It's like one pedal.
I don't know.
They gave you a Tesla. No, they're also bankrupt.
Hurts. Great. Maybe they'll be cheaper. You know, I like companies in distress because then I can get a better deal.
Yes. All right. Well, that is our show, guys. Hope you all had fun because I did. And you can follow me at Aileen.
I'm at Sammy.
And I'm at Jordana Abraham. Make sure you rate, review, and follow the show on Apple or Spotify. Talk to you next week on the At Fetches podcast.
At Fetches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmacat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Fetches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@fetches.com.
Betches.